the first Mula Yoga, the first foundation yoga, consists in the going for refuge and prostration. The second consists in the development of the bodhicitta, or will to enlightenment. The third consists in the meditation and mantra recitation of Vajrasattva. And the fourth consists in the offering of the mandala. In previous lectures, I've spoken of the four principal schools of Tibetan Buddhism, that is to say, the Nyingma Pas, the Kagyu Pas, the Sakya Pas, and the Gelug Pas. But when it comes to these four foundation yogas, these four Mula Yogas, we find that they're the same, these practices are the same for all these schools. Sometimes the order of practice is a little different, and sometimes certain details vary, but substantially these four are the same. But so far as this evening's explanation is concerned, I'm going to follow mainly the Nyingma Pa tradition of the four Mula Yogas, or four foundation yogas, not because I feel that the Nyingma Pa tradition is right and that the others are wrong, not even because I feel the Nyingma Pa tradition is better and the others are perhaps a little worse, but more especially because my own personal connection in this respect happens to be more with the Nyingma Pa version of these four Mula Yogas. I'm not going to go into variations of detail so far as the practice of the yogas is concerned, as among the four schools. Now for the Mula Yogas individually. It won't be possible to give a complete description of these practices because they're much too complex, even though by Vajrayana standards they're rather simple practices.